Hello, awesome people. Welcome to Embrace the Pivot. I'm Dr. C. Robinson, your host for the show. Join me as we discover what pivoting actually means and how you can embrace your pivot during life's transition. Happy Wednesday, everyone. I hope your week has been awesome. I was just talking to a friend, and we were talking about how we pivoted throughout the pandemic. And one of the main points that he brought up was how important it was to keep in touch with people, check in on people, because as you're pivoting, it's hard to do it alone. You need a support system. Even if it's someone that you can just say, hey, here's what was rough this week. Here's what was good this week. Here's what I want to be held accountable for next week. So just keep that in mind as you're pivoting to have that support system in place, even if it's just one person. You need someone that you can lean on, talk to, and help to see things from a different perspective. Today's guest definitely pivoted. Desiree Morales, founder and president of Tropical Fruit Box, joins me, and she shares how she was able to bring tropical and exotic fruits from all over the world right to consumers' doors. She launched in 2019, and she has even been able to scale the company during the pandemic, which is awesome. She is a food innovation executive with a background in produce sourcing, partner alignments, channel marketing, and e-commerce in the U.S. grocery, retail, and food service industry. I'm really excited for you to hear her story. Everyone, please welcome Desiree.
Thank you for having me, Dr. C.
I am so excited for you to share your story with me. So why don't you share a little bit about your background? I know that your dad also was in the produce industry, and then you carried that over to Tropical Fruit Box. So just share with me about your background and how you got started.
So I've been in tropical produce pretty much all my life. My dad has a tropical fruit business that I've worked pretty much all my career for the past 20 years. And it's pretty much what I know. I was in charge of retail accounts and wholesale accounts, food service as well. And Tropical Fruit Box, I believe, was going to eventually evolve, but the pandemic kind of pivoted at least my career and propelled it into Tropical Fruit Box. So the way it all started, if I had to pinpoint, I was with my cousin. We were working a trade show, and I was speaking with a buyer's wife, and she's telling me how she loves her tropical avocados, she's tasted them, but it's not easy to find where she lives. And that moment kind of dawned on me, because I was like, wow, here she is married to our buyer's wife, and it's not easy for her to find these tropical avocados. So I came home that day, and I was so, like, that kind of impacted me. So my husband's asking me, oh, how was the show? And I tell him this story about the wife. And he's like, wow, yeah, you know, you've always said it, that you don't get to absolutely everyone that eats your tropical avocado. I'm like, right. I'm like, this is like the perfect example. I need to find a way to get to her and to a bunch of other people that are just like her. And that the idea kind of spun off from there. I did research, and we have a lot of food deserts in the U.S. And so I started on this idea, and I got my network into it, my best friend, Monica, a Cuban cousin. We call ourselves Cuban cousins because I've known her all my life too. She's been in the digital marketing world. We started making the company and on my dining room table after work, and we all have kids, and it was many nights like that, brainstorming and putting up a website and starting it and packaging. And fall of 2019, we were ready, and we had our website up. We had our design of packaging. We had it done. We had them ordered, our ice packs, the logistics of everything, contracts with shipping carriers to go direct to consumers. And then the pandemic, so everything was pretty much lined up and ready to go. And then the pandemic hits in early 2020, and it kind of just propelled things. And we were very much on our way.
Yeah.
That's how
So
it
when
started.
so when you decided we're gonna do this, we're gonna start this at night after we've already worked, what was that mindset like for you to keep going when I'm sure there were nights where you were just tired and just didn't want to do anything, but you pushed yourself to move forward in the process?
It's never, and it's never been really work for me. It's fun. So it's like you're nurturing this idea and you're seeing it in front of your eyes happen. So that's what keeps you going. Like you just need to see it through, and it's fun along the way, and have people that you have fun with and share your passion. We all are just as passionate about Tropical Fruit Box, you know, everyone that started it. My dad's passionate about Tropical Fruit Box too. So it's fun.
What were some of those first steps that were the biggest learning curve for you in this new transition in your life?
Well, big learning curve is direct to consumer is a whole other ball game than business to business. I would say you need to have different touch points for that consumer. So you need to be able to chat with them, be online so they can order online, and you also need to have phone. I would say that that was a learning curve for me, that we needed all channels and all kinds of channels, and then even social media channels. People still are ordering, you know, let's say from Instagram or Facebook. So you need to have a team for each different channel because every customer is different and they like ordering in a different way. Some customers and a lot of them like calling in their order and really finding out about what fruit's in season and tell me about it, and they like that person communication. So I would say that that's a learning curve, because in the business side, it's mostly email, contracts. So it's just different. It's different.
And what did you learn about yourself through this process?
What did I learn about myself? Well, I am a really hard worker. I learned that. I also learned that I adapt quickly because I've been in the produce industry, I guess, all my life. Produce is something that, and probably everyone in this industry is like me in the sense that we adapt because produce goes bad in a week. So you have to be able to make decisions on a fly and go with it and change a box or, you know, move a certain item because it came, you know, a little bit more ripe than another one. And you have to be able to think on your feet. And I guess I've always done that. So I learned that I'm a person that adapts easily. I didn't
Wait,
know that about myself, actually.
that's a huge trait for an entrepreneur. You have to be able to adapt because things, as you say, change so quickly that if you can't adapt, it's going to frustrate you. So that's
Right.
definitely good to a good quality to have. So
Right.
So, with the produce, do you grow it yourself or where do you source it from?
We do have a lot of multi-generational farmers that we've been working with. We have a lot in the Caribbean, in Dominican Republic. We have our avocado farms there, and this is the tropical avocados. It's the very large avocado. We have those in Dominican Republic. The malanga root, the yuca, the chayote, all of the Hispanic and tropical roots we source from Central America or South America, source from Ecuador. We've just had really long partnerships with growers and their families and a lot of Florida fruit as well. A lot of tropical fruit comes from Florida. So we have avocado from Florida as well, lychees, passion fruit, guavas, sapote from Florida. So I would say a lot comes from Florida, the Caribbean, Central and South America.
So you mentioned that you utilized your network to help you launch the business. How are you able to cultivate meaningful relationships within the produce industry? And two, did you rely on your contacts or network in a different industry to help you with the launch?
Absolutely, absolutely. So the produce network, that all comes with what I do, which is sourcing. So listening to our customers, they always want the most exotic and most tropical fruit, which I didn't always carry or know where to source from. So the produce network, I've been able to use that network to find out who has this or where can I get this from. And the other part, which is, let's say, another network of mine, and the whole start of it was digital advertising. We never did that. I didn't have any experience with digital advertising. So I used my own network with friendships and family and partnered with someone that does that. And they're the expert of that. And they showed me how important it is to, advertise on Facebook and Google and Instagram. And it kind of was the perfect combination and team.
So, what is on the horizon for Tropical Box, and what, like, how do you see yourself evolving as a leader with your new company?
On the horizon is a new facility.
Awesome.
We've kind of outgrown our space, which is a really good thing. So I would say that that's in the horizon this year. And more partnerships with different companies that want to, launch their tropical produce with us or want to have a partnership with us in sourcing or selling, becoming that platform. I would say that that's really what's on the horizon.
And how have you evolved as a leader?
I let everyone on our team be the expert of that, of whatever they do, they are the expert of what they do.
Oh, I
So
love that.
I've had to just trust them. So trust my marketing team to tell me we need to do this. Okay, well, we need to do that. You're the expert at that, and we will do that. Or trust my packaging team. We need to change our packaging, and which packaging is always changing. That's something that's always really improving. And shipping out of Florida, it can always improve. That's something that I've learned to just kind of let go. Surround yourself with that team and trust them and let them be the expert and go with it and back them up. And that's how I've evolved, I guess.
Yeah. So how does packaging evolve?
For example, we were using cotton liners within insulation. It was cotton, and now denim is what's inside. It's more sustainable, and it actually keeps the liner cooler for longer. So that is different. Even our ice packs are different. Like the liner that's outside of an ice pack can be different, believe it or not. sizes.
And that's interesting because I do not come from the produce industry. I know nothing about it. And so to hear like just how in your line of work, you have to be thinking about the ice packs and even the liners like that.
Right.
It's those little details that as a consumer, you're not even thinking about. So that's interesting. Thank you for sharing. You learn something new every day.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's what I tell our team. I say, we're never going to get old. We're always learning.
Yep.
Every day.
So how big is your team now?
Well, our leadership team is 6 people. And then we have about 10 on our packaging team. And we have 6 on our customer service team. And then, well, our farmers and everyone that works on the farms, that's just a lot. So it's, I would say a direct team. We're about 20 people.
Wow. Congratulations. That's inspiring. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
So if someone came to you stating that they were about to pivot or transition in their career, what are 3 essential steps you would share with them to help make that pivot successful?
Definitely number 1, surround yourself with a powerhouse team. I mean, that is essential. You need to be with people that share your passion, share your vision, and will do everything in their power to make it work. And it has to be fun. If it's not fun, then don't do it, you know?
Right, right.
So you need to align with people that are like you and share that vision with you.
So are there any other steps that you would share?
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah. I would say listen to your customer. They give you feedback that, you know, they are the reason you are in business. So listen to them and listen to their feedback and really, you know, provide them what they need. And listen and be able to change or source what they need. I would say listen to customers 100%.
Yeah. So what did your customer tell you through the pandemic that you listened to?
Well, through the pandemic, I learned that people love to travel and they wanted to feel like they were out and in an island, or they wanted, so this tropical fruit for them was more a sense of I feel good and I can't wait, and they would look forward to it. So that's what I learned, that we have a purpose and people really look forward to our fruit and we make them happy in a way that you would never think, you know, it's just very rewarding.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. I really appreciate it. But before I let you go, where can my listeners find you on social media?
Okay. So we have Tropical Fruit Box USA is our Instagram handle. And we have Tropical Fruit Box .com for our website.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Dr. C.
Thank you for joining me on this episode of Embrace the Pivot. I hope all of you have a great week and continue to embrace your pivots.
You can follow me, Dr. C, on Instagram at embracethepivot. I hope all of you embrace your pivot.